Hello, everybody. Brian here, quantlabs.net, continuing conversation over here on what will be Rumble, probably. So right now what you're looking at is Bitcoin and Ethereum. This is where all the volume is. It's been very, very weak since May. Well, quite bad, actually, I would think. Here's the difficulty. We're not fully recovered, halfway recovered since our last drop. Ethereum's doing okay. I'm going to give people an update what's been going on. I'm working on a breakout bot because when you go into automated trade right now, it's nothing but more falling knives environment, and you don't make a lot of money doing it. So I'm going to break it out in another video. But just overall, for those new, the performance has been pretty good lately, but it's more hodling this week. And what we're dealing with is where are you? Okay, so here's my cointracking.info. Okay, so this is real. Okay, you can see here cointracking.info. Here's the portfolio. Okay, it's added about $1,400 in the last week. See right there. Last week was down to, during that crash, down to about $5,600, but now we're approaching $6,900. I hope by tomorrow I'll be breaking through 7K. So, you know, you can't complain about that. We got a crying chihuahua here. Hang on here. Okay. I hope he doesn't fall out of a little perch. All right. So basically, it's just USDT and Bitcoin I'm holding. But I'm going to show you what's been trading for the last 24 hours with the bot. It's still spot. And as I said, I'm working on a breakout strategy because there's been some phenomenon that I've been witnessing on Binance. So let me first address that. And this is why I'm creating this bot. I'm not sure if this will be useful, but it can be. So I have one here called Prom. Okay, so I discovered this earlier this week, but here's one thing I want to show you. Okay, when you look at Prom, this is, I don't know if this is manipulation, if this is only because of the smart coin, a smart blockchain from Binance. This coin's only available on either BNB or BUSD, binary stablecoin USD. Okay, so that was performing really nice. And when it performs really good. Let me show you a chart here one day. You can see here, it just gets pumped. Right here, it goes from this case, 2 cents up to 17 cents. So that's an 8-time rise, okay? Drops back, and then it will start to maybe climb back or just come back. These are clear pumps, okay, especially this one. So it's on one day. Another one that I think is, as an example, would be Dawn. And these are coins that you've never heard of. And they're only, I think they're only available in the spot. They do perform. So if I looked at Bitcoin as a really good example and how clearly you don't see the volatility here, but I'm trading on this. Okay, this is what I'm dealing with in the bot. Lots of ups and downs, real volatile moves, even on a hourly basis. You can see that it's just really tough trading conditions. Ethereum does fairly well if you hodl it. On an hourly basis, it's no different. And okay, and then there's other coins as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull over my usual. So here's my Binance. I do run the bot for a couple hours each day, and just to test the market conditions. And usually it's okay, but that's why I'm doing this, preferably this breakout. But I'll put more details in other videos on it. but it has some potential. So here are the trading list of what was traded over. Well, you can see here we started at 1928 for about, what's that? I think I tried it out for just a couple hours, 519 to 538, like 20 minutes, okay? And what we're going to do is I'm going to go through that list. It's not very a big set of coins, but I'll go through that. And that was done yesterday on the 2nd, okay? Bots not changed. Market conditions have changed. And that was earlier today, last night, really. So, and again, today's May 3rd. Okay, so it's a day later. So here's a couple of coins that we're talking. As an example, Ethereum Classic was moving. This is a strange coin to work with on a daily. You see these big moves. So it traded it, did okay. Another one that I've never heard of, this is the first time I've ever seen this start to trade, was TLM. This might be a new coin. Yeah, fairly new coin, but you can see here it did move quite a bit last night. I got here a couple of Nano was another one. So these are ones that you never see, okay? We've talked about newsletters and whatnot. And you can see it's moved 2 days ago. Another one, Nano, is that Nano? Yeah. Neo was another one. This has been moving lately, not a lot. But, you know, I'm after breakout. So that's been on a good little rally, okay? So another one was Qto. Okay, so that's what we're dealing with. That's what was trading. But let's talk about Ethereum. Ethereum here has moved up. Bitcoin really struggling. Let me pull up that 1 day. Is that a 1 day chart? Yeah, so you can see that big pullback halfway through the recovery. I predict it would take about 2 weeks. And you could do that by just measuring the magnitude it takes for each pullback. But this was a pretty bad pullback. But here, you know, when you look at this little pullback and how it's been performing, it's been doing really good. So this is more a hodling approach. So that was yesterday's trade. So here we got a bunch more, a little bit more to deal with. And that was 2 days ago. So let's look at those. Okay. When you start to see BUSD against USDT, that's being traded. That's how severe and extreme it was, because this should never happen. That should never be a top coin, okay? That should be traded. But because there's no performance, that was the only thing that was performing for a little bit. But we'll go through this list. Let me close these up. Let me break this up a little bit. And this is just two days apart, okay, or day apart. And just a vast difference on what was trading. Okay, so let me go into my coin tracking. And let's check out the daily balance here. Current daily balance on the performance of these movers. Some of it's hodling, some of it's trading. So here you can see overall the count. 2.42 today, 2.0%, 0.7, 1.6, 1.52, 5.36. That was on the 27th of April, 4.29. The 25th, 1.87. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days of positive returns. And of course, we were talking about the pullbacks last week. So it's done okay. Like you can see here, it's gone from, like, let's say April 24th, $5,600, and it just went up all the way up to $6,900 today. Pretty good. That's why I like crypto. Now, this is what was traded yesterday, okay, for 2 days. So I have to talk about this one right here. I'm hoping that you caught wind of my experimentation using MotoWave. Unfortunately, that was a real nightmare. These exceptions, doesn't matter what platform, what technology, be it Python, in my case, MotoWave, these exceptions really screw up your trading experience. A lot of platforms don't handle the exceptions that well, including MotoWave. I'm not here to blame the software or the vendor. It's very hard to trade Binance. I can't say a lot about the other exchanges, but from what I see, when people say they don't rely on Binance, this is why, because of the amount of exceptions. When you understand it, you will know why you get exceptions. Usually it's not a big enough trading size, or it's not sufficient funds because you have too many positions being traded at once. Anyways, let's go back into here. So let's talk about this. This is the amount, okay? So we all know about Doge. Look at this. Doge is very dangerous, okay? I was experimenting with Doge, okay, with MotoWave, okay? It was not trading. It was not giving me fills. Look what I had to do, okay? It was screwing me up. And I'm not here to blame MotoWave. Look at the size of the orders I had to put in. What's the quantity? Amount right here. So it was pretty scary. I don't have a lot in the Tether account, but right here. First, I started with 620. I didn't know if it went through. Then I went with 500. Okay. And it just was giving me one exception after another. This is with MotoWave, okay? Finally, I went in, okay, with a big position. This one right here, 3878, okay? We're talking equivalent of about $1,800 US or in Tether. Now, when I was running MotoWave, believe it or not, I was not able to sell. Okay, I was not able to sell any of these three positions. And I'm probably in total, I think it was about 1,800 in with a small account. So I was not able to sell right here. So what I had to do is I had to go to the Binance website, go to my account and do a sell there for this amount of nearly 5,000 quantity. Okay, so it's not wise to use MotoWave at all. For crypto trading, I mean, other brokers, maybe Forex, it works fine with Oanda and Interactive Brokers, and that definitely works. So it comes down to the exchange, nothing to do with the software, nothing wrong with the software, but it is dangerous at this point to use crypto, at least on Binance. And you would, if you were relying on the platform to get you out of an $1,800 trade and that was falling and you're panicking, you can't do it. I don't know how to explain that. So I started playing around more with ETC here, just through the platform, MotoWave. I was able to get some test orders through, no problem. Sometimes, yes, they would get, and it's exceptions. I mean, there's no way around it. And I was just more playing around with these ones because that was what was performing at the time. Same thing with Nano. And then at some point, I let the bot start running, the Python one. And some coins did very well, others not so well. But I'm gonna go through this now, okay? So I just want to give you the experience with MotoWave, okay? So, but as you can see here, that was yesterday. I still did okay for May 1st, up 2.2%. So overall, I did okay. Okay. So let's go back into this list here. So start at the bottom. Let's see how these coins have been doing. So let's look at Doge. Okay. Doge. This is a really dicey coin to really get into. And I think lessons be learned. We've talked about minimum quantity orders because when this thing moves, I do believe that Binance is purposely not allowing trades to go through. I was trying $500 worth, not going through, $600, $700, And you can clearly here see it did end up going through with these two first buys, but I didn't know. And then I finally said, screw it, I'll do I think it was like a $1,400 one, a quantity of 5,000, 3,871. So here you can see it went up 2 days ago. So I think I made a bit of money there. I've already shown you Ethereum Classic, Ontology. Well, there's another one was performing. Let's see here, Ontology. Yeah, a little bit there 2 days ago. Nano was another one. I think I showed you Nano, but let's look at that anyways. So that was 2 days ago on Saturday or yesterday. Did okay. We got here Polkadot. Let's look at that. Yeah, well, no, not really. So this is what I'm talking about, these falling knife moments. I don't know why Polkadot, it was performing, top performer, but yet you're still in these. Like if I look at the 1 hour 2 days ago, so we're looking at May in around here. You can see these little upswings, not much, but from what I'm seeing, there's quite a bit of them. Can you tell me I've looked at? Here's another one that's been performing lately. It was delisted from Binance a while back. They brought it back a week before that. Now it's starting to perform again, as you can see there, 2 days ago, right here and here. So it has been performing. Nano. Oh, another one. I found out what this one's called. It's Alice, my neighbor. It's called Alice. Okay, so 2 days ago, it's been performing okay. Tron is another one. So that's been doing. TRX. TRX. 2 days ago, it's been okay. Chainlink was performing as well. So again, these used to be star performers, but I've already shown you in the last few days what's been performing. And not just in USDT, but you can see that big move there 2 days ago with Chainlink. So this has been doing okay. Nano. Uniswap. See how that's been going. Uniswap. Wrong one. We want Uniswap. These bull and bear flags are ones I don't like. Uniswap, USDT. You can see that 2 days ago. This is kind of doing okay. Aave, another one. So Aave. And again, what I'm showing you is right from my Binance account. Every account will be different because of the exceptions. So that one's been doing okay. Compound. Not big movers because most of the market was down. Compound, USDT. Big one there. Look at that. That's going from like 350 here, 342. Wow, I didn't think it would that be, but it's doubled. So that's back in March 25th from 342 to 817. Unreal. Some big movers there. XRP. So definitely Compound. When it moves, it moves. XRP we're looking at. I'm surprised that this lawsuit's still happening. I thought they settled it, but nope. This is with the SEC. That's not too bad. From $1 to $1.58. I got out of that a while back. And then if you just want to look at this one, stablecoin against stablecoin, BUSD. This one's really flat because this is like stablecoin against stablecoin. So this will not move a lot. But yeah, you can see how it's very flat. That's pretty well it. So if you're new, okay, just come over to, let me get this one. Two things are happening. Yeah, obviously my crypto, anybody asks about crypto on either Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, I can't do. They don't like it. So I'm still not been ever banned off it, but I'm not going to be talking about crypto. So the only place I'll do that is through my website, through my email list. You get that at quantlabs.net or on the private chat as well under shop, and then look for the little pussycat. And that's the only places now. Oh, and Telegram. That's been moving really good, as well as my Discord. But that's more generic news. That's about it. So not much more to tell you, but just wanted to let you know. I'll be reporting back on the breakout strategy or bot and explain that in more detail. Talk to you later.